Hi everybody, it's Natalia here speaking. I just finished to watch Lula's first official speech since he left the prison yesterday. And I must say, I'm thrilled. Lula said everything not just the Brazilians were needing to hear, but the whole Latin America. And the socialists worldwide. Basically, what Lula did was to address issues that are pressing in Brazil right now, like to criticize Bolsonaro's alliance with militia groups, to criticize Bolsonaro's decisions of making political international alliances with people like the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Donald Trump, and people like that. In the whole speech, Lula was very charismatic. He's an incredible charismatic man. And I'm the worst person to talk about Lula because I love Lula so much. So it's and he was like smile. It was like he was having a chat with each one of the people who were there. And even when I was watching here from Scotland, I felt like he was talking directly to me. And the most important thing he said in the speech, in my humble opinion, was that Lula asked for a union between the countries in Latin America, saying we need to act with solidarity with our friends from Argentina that now will start a new government, and they have a huge fight against the poverty that was that is inflicting the country since Macri took office. We have to stand in solidarity with the Bolivians who are now also being threatened with a coup by neoliberal opposition who is trying to overpower Evo Morales and questioning the election. We have to stand in solidarity with the people in Chile who are fighting against the neoliberalism there that was imposed by Piñera. And also we have to stand in solidarity with our friends in Venezuela, which for me was like, I was like static. Like he said, oh my God, he spoke about Venezuela because it is a touchy subject. Especially because Lula, after all the criticisms that Maduro is having, even from people from the left, Lula is opening, talking, standing in public solidarity with him was gigantic. And for me, the most important thing is that he said was, Brazil must show solidarity for Venezuela. Political problems in Venezuela are problems for Venezuelans and not for Mr. Trump. He should take care of poor in America and not come down to South to Latin America and bust our balls. So basically, he said that. So it was like really funny. And he also talked a lot about not being angered towards the people that unjustly kept him in jail. He said, I'm a 74 years old man. I don't have space for anger in my life. I'm doing for love. I'm here. I'm free as a bird. And I want to give back the dignity to the Brazilian people. I want to give back employment, food, housing, culture, healthcare and like basic things. And the funniest thing was that when he said that, he said, well, the main goal is that all Brazilians have enough money to throw a barbecue every weekend with their relatives, because we all know that this is what makes Brazilians happy, which is actually true. So, and he also made, it was almost like a religious person speaking, because Lula does not have, he's not a man anymore. He's an idea. He's a force. He's the spirit of the all the workers, all the impoverished, all the minorities in Brazil. And Lula said, either the younger generations join the fight for a better future now, or their future will be a nightmare, asking for the youth to come and fighting for something better, not to believe on everything that is happening on social media. About Bolsonaro, Lula was very polite talking about Bolsonaro. When people tried to start chanting, swearing Bolsonaro, Lula said, no, I don't want chanting, saying with swears about Bolsonaro, because we are better than them. And when Dilma was the president, they started to chanting horrible things about her during the World Cup in Brazil, and I don't want us to be like them. So we don't need to swear Bolsonaro, because his name is a swear itself. So you notice that the differences of personalities. Of course, they are like super different personalities, but even amongst the Bolsonaro's followers, Bolsonaro makes speeches attacking people and swearing and threatening, and Lula was talking about human rights, love, democracy. It was great. I mean, really great. And I think socialists, political leaders everywhere should hear him speak and take a note or two from him. And I'm excited, especially when because Lula said that he's willing to travel around Brazil, spreading the world, his ideas, the words, to teaching that there is a better option. And he said, and he's not talking about like overthrow Bolsonaro now and impeach Bolsonaro, but like preparing the people for next the upcoming elections and 2022. And also, when we see someone like Lula, that had received the most horrendous hate from the elites, from the social media, from everybody, like he was like in the end of his speech, he finished like walking towards the people and chanting and hugging without any security, because he's not afraid. And when he does something like that, he's not showing that we shouldn't be afraid to be the resistance as well. So I'm positively sure that Lula's release will be something good, not just for Brazil, but for socialists everywhere.